Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Well, we were following some games and now we're not because they're over. The Florida Panthers beating the Carolina Hurricanes. 5-3. They are on their way to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder beating the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-94. They are on their way to the NBA Finals. Take your thoughts on any and all of it. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476 for the Thunder. This is their first trip back to the finals since they lost to the LeBron James-led Heat in 2012. That was a Thunder team that, of course, had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden. And I wonder what the future of the NBA looks like if they won a championship, or then the Thunder do not blow a 3-1 lead a little later on in their lifespan to the Golden State Warriors. You think for sure Kevin Durant, he got his with his the Warriors, but sometimes you think for sure, like, how did he not get one somewhere else? I mean, the Nets, we saw what happened. His foot was on the line. And with the Thunder, I mean, that was a pretty stacked team. Then they traded James Harden for, like, Kevin Martin or somebody. So that was dumb. So there's a lot that Sam Presti did, the GM there, that was really good, and he's built this team, and they got a lot of picks, but he also let KD walk for nothing, and he made a bad deal with the James Harden trade. But it's their first time back to the NBA Finals since then. They will be the favorite in this Finals, but I think they're going to come in as, you know, not as big as a favorite as they would have if this Pacers and Knicks series maybe played out a different way that we thought it would. Because the Pacers, yes, and I'm thinking about what Mark in California said last night, they've only won by a combined 10 points in these series, but that can somehow be a misleading stat sometimes based on what different margins were. Fact of the matter is, this game went down to the wire 3 of the 4 times, and the Pacers were in control 3 of the 4 times, and they probably should have swept if Karl Anthony Towns didn't, you know, show up and have the best fourth quarter, or one of them that we've seen in these playoffs, with the 20 points that he had in game 3, which matched the Pacers' output in that game. So that could easily be over. We could easily have no NBA right now until next Thursday with the NBA Finals starting on June 5th. Now, under the pretext of the following discussion and or conversation, I do withhold the right to reserve that the Knicks may come back and still win this thing. I don't think they will. It doesn't seem like they will. But as I'm discussing this with you, know that, you know, maybe they will. They probably won't, but maybe they will. Because it does appear like what we are heading towards is a Oklahoma City and Indiana final. And I'll say what I say all the time about how the NBA presents its product and how the NFL's product is presented, is that it doesn't matter who the two teams are in the NFL. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. And maybe to some extent, NHL deals with this and Major League Baseball. I mean, there was a difference between the hype around a L.A. New York World Series and there was Arizona and Texas, even though Dallas and Phoenix are still big markets as well. It's just that some of these sports get by on more branding than they do the actual competition of what we're going to see. What would be, based on branding, the worst possible Super Bowl matchup that you could come up with next year? The Browns versus the Panthers, the Saints versus the Texans or Titans or Jaguars. I mean, you can come up with some matchups where you're like, oh, branding wise, these aren't the marquee teams. These are not what the script writers would have given us. These are not the teams that Roger Goodell would prefer. I'm not sure Roger Goodell prefers anything. Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl or a championship game in decades, and yet they found a new America's team in the Chiefs. You know, the Patriots were nothing until they were something. Teams come and go. Brands materialize. And what might be a bottom feeder for a while eventually becomes a team that is on top of the sport. And that is where the NBA, if they're smart, is going to look at this upcoming NBA Finals between the Thunder and, assumingly, the Pacers. Remember, the Thunder, you know, after the KD and Westbrook and that era ended, they had some bad years. A couple of 20-win seasons. Mark Daigneault trying to build this thing up. 40-win season. I think they get into the play-in tournament, aren't able to do anything with it. And then last year making a conference semifinal, this year making the final. But even still, even with those KD and Westbrook and Harden teams, I don't know where we look at the Thunder as one of the name brands in the sport with them moving from Seattle. You know, they still seem like a relatively new thing. They've had good teams, certainly, but they still feel like a new team. And now this iteration of them is built on these young guys. They've got so many draft picks yet to come. They've got the guy Nikola Topic from overseas. He hurt his knee, I believe. They drafted him first round. He'll be back. He's going to be good. So this is a team that is not set up just to get here and then we don't hear from them again. And, you know, you look at some of these teams, no returning champion has made it past the second round in the last 5-6 years or so. Because when Denver got there, you think, could this be a dynasty? When Milwaukee got there, you think, could this be a dynasty? Could these teams come back? And I think if you look at what this finals could be, that needs to be the mentality that you have as the commissioner and that you have as the sport about the teams that you're seeing. Unless it's like, you know, the Golden State Warriors, if they would have got in this year with their 35-year-old legs on their top three guys, you know, then you present it another way. But with a team like this that is built for the future, and really they are going to be good for a long time. I mean, they've got these guys signed to extensions for a while. Nobody's making too much money. Everybody's making, you know, a pretty penny, but nothing's going crazy. And this is a team that if they want to, they can keep them together for a while. And then even if they can't keep them together, they got picks coming and picks coming, which could be used for trades to veterans that are going to want to be there. They could be used to draft guys and kind of continue this thing that's been developing. So they're at least positioned, not that it always happens, but they're positioned, before I talk about the NBA falsifying their position, they are positioned to be a team that could be here many, many times. And I think about the Warriors a lot because they went through a rebrand and they had to build up. And, you know, Golden State Warriors was never like a brand that you thought you would see. If you go anywhere in the world, you never thought you'd see a Golden State Warriors jersey. And all of a sudden, you can go anywhere and you see Steph Curry. I mean, you can go to any playground probably tomorrow and still see a Steph Curry jersey being rocked by one of these kids. They didn't always used to be that brand. That came over time. They built that. They developed it. And then we got all those finals. That was, oh, it's LeBron versus Steph. It's Cleveland versus Golden State. It felt like something because it got to be built into that something. You know, LeBron was the face of the league for so long, and the Warriors became this team that was so good. I think the NBA has to make sure that we understand who these Oklahoma City Thunder are. And on that same token, who these Indiana Pacers are. Now, this series in the West, not watched by as many people as the series in the East. The ratings are not equal because the New York Knicks are carrying that. And I think a lot of people, you know, if you're watching the Knicks, there's two teams that are playing. So you're learning a little bit more about the Indiana Pacers. But are those people just going to disintegrate? Are those rating points going to evaporate once the Knicks are not in contention anymore? Or are people going to see what the Indiana Pacers did to them, assumingly, and then what Oklahoma City has been able to do and say, that's a series I want to watch seven games of? Or I want to see how this team that's been built that can seemingly answer every question, you know, with Oklahoma City, how are they built against the team in Indiana that it seems like the more you doubt them, the better they do? The amount of goalpost moving that I have specifically done, just me, to try to not let myself admit that they're good, they answer the challenge every time. I mean, I could have basically said last week, oh yeah, Indiana, do a comeback that's never been done out of 978 times. Oh yeah, Tyrese, have a stat line with no turnovers and still an offensive output that we've never seen. They say, bet. They pull it off. Yeah, every single time. And so, if we do get that championship, it's going to be some conversation. And this is why I was rooting for Oklahoma City and Cleveland for the longest time, because I thought those would be the two best basketball teams. It looks like instead of Cleveland, it would just be Indiana. But I want good basketball in the NBA Finals. I want to see what the Indiana Pacers look like against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I want to see, having watched them both through these conference finals, I want to see what they look like now against each other. And I think we could be in for a good series. I want to see Haliburton versus Gilgeous Alexander. I want to see this. And we're going to get this now. I want to see the Indiana Pacers, who seemingly have a bench of guys that doesn't end, against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who seemingly have a bench of guys that doesn't end. We could be in for some good matchups with a lot of good adjustments, with a lot of good, you know, momentum. Now, the Thunder could also win in five, but maybe not. You know, we've been doubting the Pacers this entire time. So, with Adam Silver, you're not going to, because here's what's going to be the problem. What's going to be the problem with an Oklahoma City Thunder and Indiana Pacers final, should that be what it is, it's going to be guys complaining about this matchup. And I think you can think of the guys that, when I say guys complaining, you can think of the guys. It's just the guys that are on your TV on ESPN and the guys that are on your TV on TNT. When Milwaukee had a final here, people were complaining that they had to travel to Milwaukee. That year, the final was in July, and it was 80 degrees, and Milwaukee's off of Lake Michigan, and there are summer festivals every weekend, and it's actually like a great place to be. People are thinking about Milwaukee in July like it's Antarctica. Sorry, we're not New York City. Sorry, it's not Miami. Sorry, you might go to an Indianapolis and you might go to an Oklahoma City. And if you're covering the game, you might not be able to get a steak at 1 a.m. You know, like you can on South Beach. Okay? You might not be able to do that. Because your travel's not going to be as fine dining. That doesn't mean you then need to put on to us how crap the series is going to be. Now, Adam Silver can't tell ESPN and ABC, they're the rights holders. He can't say to them, hey, on your shows, you have to talk about this a certain way. You know, we can't have Kendrick Perkins blabbing about whatever. We can't have Stephen A. Smith making mean faces because it's not his Knicks that are in here. And we can't be doing that. We need you to focus on the basketball. He's not going to say that. They're going to push back if he does. But if I'm Adam Silver, I'm on an all-out offensive, either me or, you know, guys that have played for these franchises or just legends that want some screen time. And I'm offering everybody I can, every place that I can go, to talk about the basketball. To get out there, we're going to see some good basketball. You know, focus on the fact that Oklahoma City is a place that we don't think of, you know, too much middle of the country, but this is like their night. This is their thing. Talk about a place that in Indiana, which is such a hoops rich state, you know, this is where basketball should be played. Make sure you highlight these stories, highlight these guys. You got a week to do it. The only reason there's 2 weeks between the NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game, and the Super Bowl is a week of buildup. If the Pacers win tomorrow, you're going to have a week of buildup. So instead of just watching everyone complain about these aren't large markets, I'm not interested, you got to get it in front there that this is not only the finals that we're getting, this could be the finals next year. This could be the finals the year after that. We could have another Golden State-Cleveland situation on our hands. I know it's tough to say that, especially with how unlikely that might be because it's random and, you know, there's other good teams. Someone will beat them, you might say. But also, these two teams are pretty well-equipped in this second apron era of the NBA to keep things together. They're pretty well-equipped to continue to add assets rather than not. And in the West, you've got a Thunder team that has more assets than anybody imaginable. I mean, there's no business they should have multiple first-round picks and, you know, all the first-round picks that they got coming up and still being in the NBA Finals, but they do and they are. And then with Indiana, look, you got an Eastern Conference. Who's going to be good? Who's going to get in their way? Is it going to be Cleveland? Well, maybe, but they've been disappointing. Is it going to be the Bucks? They're hurt. Is it going to be the Celtics? They're hurt. Is it going to be the Sixers? Gee, I mean, would you bet on that? The Knicks? Well, the Pacers have gotten the Knicks number 2 years in a row, if that's the case. So they've got an opportunity, and their partners, I mean, the TV partners have to be in on it. I don't understand how you have the rights to something, and all day you talk about how much it's going to suck, and then you air the games. Seems counterintuitive. Plus, the NBA, like, they don't need this finals to be the Knicks versus the Warriors. They don't need it to be the Celtics versus the Lakers. They just locked into a new TV deal. They're not losing money off of a non-marquee traditional matchup. So go all in and build the stars who might be the face of the next generation. We're not done seeing Anthony Edwards, and we're not done seeing Jalen Brunson. But for 4, 5, 6, 7 nights this summer, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Pascal Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton, these are the guys that are going to be in our living room. These are the guys that you have. Market those guys. And I think it's up to the NBA to not stay on the sidelines. Don't let the story be written for you. Try to get involved and write that story a little bit. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So again tonight, the Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup. The Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals, where we see the other 3-1 series end tomorrow. And what's next for Minnesota? Doesn't look pretty. We'll be back. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Different strokes for different folks. Thunder Radio Network on the call. 124 to 194. A bit anticlimactic, the celebration there, because this was something that we knew since the first quarter, 26-9. And I did look it up. I did look it up. I don't remember who it is. It might be my buddy that thinks I say the word wrong.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, that's what I say. Anticlimactic. It's the Mac. Anticlimactic. No, it's Mactic.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. See, when you're a linguist like me, you got to make sure you're saying these words right. Coming up next, my preview on the Jaguars versus the Falcons.
Stop it. Get some help.
Looking forward to that one. All right, the Thunder beat the Timberwolves 124-94. It is likely going to be a Oklahoma City versus Indiana finals. To that I say, bring on the good basketball. And I don't know. I shouldn't go too hard in on some of these people that I'm assuming they'll bellyache that it's two smaller market teams, but every time it is, they do. So I'm just looking at past results indicating future situations here, and we'll see how this goes down. Malcolm's in Charlotte as we talk about it with you, 888-710-4ISN. Hello, Malcolm.
Hey, Bart, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
You know, I was just listening right now, and I had just a moment of realization of how different markets are covered in the NBA and NFL. I mean, right now we're talking about Indiana and OKC, two of probably the best teams in the NFL. And and it just made me think, what if in the NFL, have we ever heard of, oh, Buffalo's too small of a market, we can't cover Josh Allen?
Never.
We never heard, oh, Jaden Daniels, yeah, he's in Washington, but, you know, he's not in a good market. He's not the Cowboys. He's not, you know, the Patriots. We never hear that. This is only in the NBA, and it's ridiculous. Talent is talent wherever it is. And, you know, the media members complaining, you know, oh, we got to go to Indianapolis. We got to go to OKC. It's your job to cover the finals. You never hear NFL reporters complaining, oh, we have to go to Minnesota for the Super Bowl. You're going to the Super Bowl for free. It's your job. What are you complaining about? It's the best game in the sport. It's ridiculous. I mean, NBA and NFL coverage, it really shows you the difference in how much they care about the sport. And you were talking about the TNT crew, and I know they're going to ESPN next year, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's being sub-licensed, but you're right.
I mean, and also, just came to me right now. Isn't Turner, are they still owning NBA TV next year?
Yeah, but there's not going to be any games on NBA TV, but it is still going to be run in some capacity.
Okay. All right. Nevertheless, all right. Just wondering that. It's just a stupid talking point for people to say, oh, small market, big market. I imagine if they said this about Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City isn't the biggest market in the NFL, but he's playing like an absolute stud. He's one of the greatest of all time already. You know, and it just makes me think, hey, NFL, if you're good, you're good. You'll get all the coverage in the world. It doesn't matter if you're playing in Antarctica, in Alaska, Siberia. Yeah. If you're good, you're good.
Well, that's what you said. Well, you know, you said, Malcolm, thanks for the call. I got to let you go. But you made a great point. You said that imagine them in the NFL covering Patrick Mahomes and saying, well, you can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine anybody covering the NFL. I'm talking like when I'm talking about this, I'm not just talking about like, you know, different shows or whatever. Everybody can do their own show. I'm talking about rights holders to the sport. So in this case, NFL on CBS, on NBC, on Fox, on ESPN. Has the conversation ever come up? We need to get Patrick Mahomes to New York. We need to get Josh Allen to Miami. It's not just an NBA Finals thing where they lament going to a smaller market. It's the whole offseason conversation where we're always trying to get these guys to other teams. And I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm going to be small market guy again with Giannis being here. Back at swimming tonight. I'm going to be small market guy. The latest report from Shams a couple weeks ago was for the first time in his career, he'd be open to thinking about leaving. Well, then why for 8, 9, 10 years was that even a conversation? Especially when he put pen to paper 3 more times after that rookie deal. With Anthony Davis, when he was first in New Orleans, the moment they draft him, it's like, well, where do we get him? Where do we get Zion? That's calmed down a little because I don't know how good he is. But why is this conversation existing? Even with Donovan Mitchell, is he going to stay in Cleveland? Everyone's like, he's going to stay in Cleveland? I talked to someone from Cleveland a year ago, and they're like, what do you think? What are you hearing nationally? Like, I have any idea. What are you hearing nationally about Donovan Mitchell? Does he want to stay in Cleveland? I'm like, first of all, I've never heard otherwise. All I hear, the question is coming before the egg here. Like, why wouldn't you want to stay? Oh, it's a smaller market. Okay. Do we need to get Shea Gilgeous-Alexander back to L.A.? Do we need to get Chet Holmgren to Boston? I mean, why do we do that? Why do we do it? And it's year-round. And the biggest culprits are the people. You know, the show is, but like McAfee being an Indiana guy, that's a blessing for the NBA. Cutting a promo and stuff at the game. I was going to play it for you last night, but he swore twice. Of course. But just to have a show on their network that's going to champion a team. I mean, we know how Stephen A would be about the Knicks, you know, right? And look, I'm somebody who's a small market guy who I'm not thrilled to see Indiana get this far because they beat my team twice. But once I got over that, you know, I want to see this series. Where I was coming at was from a fan. I'm not saying Indiana can't get this far because they're from Indiana. I'm saying that because they hurt my feelings. So maybe these other big market guys are just all hurt that their teams aren't in it and their feelings are hurt. I guess I'm just more mature, I guess, to be able to put that aside and focus on the basketball. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm just wondering. I'm the most humble person you've ever met. I would never say that I am more mature than the likes of people that cover the sport for a living on the network that has the rights. I would never say that. I would never say that I'm more level-headed than many of the people that you hear or see on your television. I would never say that. Okay? I would never say that the unique blend of irreverence, humor, and thought that comes to these conversations that I have on the show is unlike anything that's ever been on sports radio. I would never say that. I am too humble. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
We can pick this back up with you. Here's an update. Marco Belletti. It's the Bart Winkler Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states, but most of them. So check it out, checkethos.com. State size matters, city size matters when it comes to what the presumptive NBA Finals is. And in any discussion of this, I do reserve the right to say it was all a hypothetical if the New York Knicks come back and beat Indiana. I don't think that they will. My gut feeling for game five is that Indiana wins. They've every series so far, they've won the first two, lost game three, won the next two. They had to go on the road in Cleveland to do it. And, you know, I think the Knicks give a good fight for a while, better than what Minnesota gave, but Indiana can taste it. They're right there. You can have all the confidence in the world. You can talk yourself up 3-1. You can go to the mirror when you're down and say, I believe in you still, team. But do you? So we'll see how things play out. But even then, Indiana gets a game in game six and they get another chance in game seven. Last year, they won a game seven at the Garden, so, I mean, it can be done. Teams do not come back down from 3-1 very often. It's only happened four times at this stage of the playoffs or later, once in the finals with Golden State and Cleveland, and then three times in conference finals, one being Golden State over the Oklahoma City Thunder back before Cleveland got them 3-1, a crazy year that was. A lot of talk of this being a crazy year. Now we might not have a game for a week. So that sucks. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Preemptively, if it is Indiana and Oklahoma City, we know there's going to be discussion that this isn't the finals we wanted. These are two small markets. Don't think it should matter. Doesn't matter. In the NFL, it's the name of the team. Bills versus 49ers. Packers versus Broncos, you know, just throwing random names. We don't say Green Bay versus Denver, San Francisco versus Buffalo. I mean, if it was a Buffalo-Green Bay Super Bowl, two of the smaller cities, my goodness, that'd rule. That'd be a great Super Bowl. 888-710-4ISN. Doc Mike is in Chicago. What's up?
You know, did you do your research on the Winklers in Menominee County, Michigan, in the UP?
No relation.
I can't believe it. That's like a rare name.
I know, but there's different pockets of us, and none of us are related to each other. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe it was like in the whenever 1800s or 1700s or whenever the name started. Maybe like the biggest dork in the town was called a Winkler, and it just spread from there. And that's like the meaning of the name, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was an outfitter for Whitetails in the UP for 33 years, and the Winkler family big deer hunters up there. They were in construction. I think they had a junkyard up there. Fantastic family. And then here I'm listening to a score. I was on a score when it was born in 1992. I was on there all the time as West Side Mike.
Oh, okay. Right?
With Murphy and that other goofball that does all the gambling. So, but, you know, this thing with these Mickey monsters. Who? Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Right. He did die.
He got, you know, he got kicked off the score for selling press passes. Then they rehired him, and he got the graveyard from 1 to 5 every morning with all the drunks in Chicago. But
well, I'm aspiring to that. So what's up? Give me the details. What's up?
This thing with everybody whining about these small markets, you know, you probably came down, I don't know if you're old enough, you probably came down to Chicago for a Bulls game in the 90s, right?
No, I did not. Nope. I never got down there for a Bulls game. I got down there for a Cubs game.
Well, yeah, that was when we were fighting a 108-year drought.
Yeah.
You know, the bleachers were 50 cents. You get in free after the third inning. The nuns were drinking over there. It's the world's largest tavern, 40,000 drunks every game. They don't know what the final is. They got to go across the street to another tavern to figure out, you know, the post game. But the Jordan era, I'm 80 years old. I just turned 80 in January. Okay.
Congrats.
Thanks. The Bulls were, they put Chicago on fire. It was just fantastic those 6 years, okay? And nobody could touch us. And I didn't hear anybody complaining about going to Chicago, all right, any time of the year. Because
Chicago's the third biggest city in the country.
Okay. So, and who are some of the teams that we played in those 7 years, the drought year when Jordan got caught gambling? Who were some of those teams? Does anybody remember?
Who you played in the finals?
Yeah.
Well, there was the Jazz.
Yeah.
Twice.
There was the other ones. I wasn't prepared for this.
That's okay. All right.
Who else did they play? Wait. Now I gotta get this. Thanks, Mike. Now I gotta get this.
You need some help?
Yeah. No. Don't. Let me. Okay. Who did the Bulls beat in Jordan's finals? They beat the Jazz.
Yeah. Twice. Like I said.
And those were the last two?
Correct.
Wow.
Let me know when you need help.
Jesus. I really can't. I mean, oh my God. I can't think of it. I'm embarrassed.
Hey, the guy on the score last night couldn't remember who Jordan beat in the finals.
Did they beat the Blazers?
Yes. Do you know which one that was?
The first one.
Negative.
They beat the... Who else did they beat?
Do you want me to just give you the teams and save you some of the embarrassment here?
They beat the Lakers?
They beat the Lakers. That was the first one. Then they beat the Blazers.
Yep, that's what I said.
Then they beat Barkley.
When you beat the Suns. I was about to say that, yep. Then Jordan took the longest load management in NBA history.
That's right. Going to hit 200 for the White Sox.
Yeah.
He can't even help them. But yeah, so you got the Jazz twice, so you're missing one team.
And that'd be the Sonics.
There you go.
Yeah, see? I got it. Oh, hey, you know what I realized tonight? My kid is now he wants to know, like, how many times did people win? And so we did that in the NBA. And then now we're doing that in MLB. And so I'm telling him all the times that these teams won the whole thing. And he goes, has the Brewers ever won the whole thing? I go, no, they only made the World Series one time. And he goes, well, tell me every time they've been in the playoffs. Do you know that the Milwaukee Brewers have only won 3 playoff series in their entire history? Did you know that?
No, but that's a great stat that I'm going to keep in my back pocket from now on.
For all the times they make the playoffs in the last, you know, decade. Well, the Brewers will get there. Yeah, can't come out, count them out. Yeah, you can. They'll get there and then do nothing.
Oh, they're the Bulls, except the championships.
Yeah, what's a good...
Bulls will get you to the play-in tournament. Won't get you past that.
Who makes the finals all the time and loses? Or the playoffs all the time and loses? Yeah, we're more like...
recent history, the Steelers.
Yes, we're more like Orlando... maybe Orlando Magic's a good one.
That's not a bad one, yeah. Because nobody expects the Magic to advance.
Yeah, but they'll make the playoffs, or, you know.
I think in my lifetime they made the finals twice.
The Magic?
Yeah. Dwight Howard was 1 year and they lost that one.
Well, I'm not about to be quizzed on finals matchups here, okay?
No. I'm, trust me. When I don't notice, I can be upfront with you. But yeah, I think the Magic made the finals in my lifetime once. Or, I'm sorry, twice.
All you guys.
Dwight Howard lost once.
Oh, well, you're like, oh, Bart, didn't you watch The Last Dance? Yeah, you guys were all watching ESPN on Sunday nights. I was, you know, doing my own research, okay? I was a busy guy back then.
Yeah, you were building the Bartometer.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Reportedly.
In those days.
Like Stephon Diggs, allegedly.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Next hour, we'll do our worst in 5 power rankings. We will also continue talking about, you know, Oklahoma City, Indiana, and not specifically, I guess, I mean, that's how I came into it, but the market size is going to be a topic of conversation, but it's also a little more than that. It's because of the market size, the teams and the people and the personalities, they didn't watch these teams that much during the season. And so they're a little disgusted that they can't just, you know, they want to talk about the Lakers and the Warriors and the teams that are playing on Saturday nights all the time. They have to actually do a little bit of work to tell you about these teams and to tell you what to expect and how the games might go. So I think sometimes that becomes a problem as well. You know, and that's something that I'm not innocent of this business, that if I have to do a little more work, you get salty about it, but... So that's why I bring it up, because I know I'm what I'm doing here is revealing secrets of the business, and I think it's helpful to everyone. I was going to say no one. I couldn't decide. 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back. Hour 3 of the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.